This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming performance called Mixed Bill of Contemporary Dance Works is featuring a collaboration between UK and Malaysian dancers. The show, which is on from the 2nd to the 4th of August at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre, is bringing together Kenny Shimin Collective from Malaysia and Mobius Dance from the UK. So joining me today to tell us more are Kenny Shim himself and Gianluca Vincentini, who is the artistic director of Mobius Dance. How are you guys doing today?
Really good, thank you.
Very well, thank you.
So how did this collaboration come about?
Basically, 1 year ago when this conversation actually started, we were actually joking to begin with. We were just having this conversation of maybe it would be a great idea if Mobius Dance could come to Malaysia, and that could be a somewhat of a cultural exchange. And one thing led to another. Gianluca is right next to me.
And is this the first time Mobius has come to Malaysia?
Yeah, it's our first time. So it's our Malaysian debut.
Yeah.
It's nice. We wanted to organize an exchange where it brings different cultures together. We are based in the UK, but our companies is not all, like, the dancers are from elsewhere in Europe as well. So we wanted to have also enough time for the dancers to exchange their practice, learn from each other.
That's right.
And create something beautiful.
So it's not just a mixed bill where the dancers who are based here are doing two things, and then the guys from UK are doing two things. It's a collaborative performance.
That's right. We are presenting our own works, our repertoires. But having said that, this is solely the reason why Mobius is here a month before the performance. It's so that Gianluca himself could actually be crafting works with the bodies that's available for the production.
So each company has their own repertoire, and then there will be one new piece which includes the two companies.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many pieces are we seeing in the mixed bill?
So there are two bills that's happening over the weekend. So for the first bill, for now we'll call it Bill 1.
Mm-hmm.
Bill 1 is solely featuring Mobius repertoires. So they are performing two of the pieces.
Two pieces, one by Jamal Berkmer and the other one by Douglas Thorpe. It's a full, there are two pieces, one approximately 30 minutes and the other one approximately 20. The choreographers are British choreographers based in the north of England, where we're based. And the works are very physical, one mostly physical and the other one dance theatre based.
Mm-hmm. And what are the pieces about? What are they inspired by?
So Time Moves Slow by Jamal Berkmer is... we've seen a journey of four heroes climbing the same mountain and facing the same challenges and decided to do it together. So that, you know, you see the struggle, but also you see the willingness of compromising and supporting each other, which I think is really, really beautiful also for today's timing. And Douglas Thorpe, Dramatis Persona, it's literally a clash of four different characters and what happens when, you know, when four different personalities are put in the same room.
And that's Bill 1.
That's Bill 1.
So what's Bill 2?
Bill 2 will be the collaborative night whereby Malaysian dancers as well as the UK dancers will present their works. So out of the two repertoire, Mobius will present one more of them. And then we are also presenting a new work that I'm choreographing for the Malaysian dancers. And then we will have a collaborative piece. So three pieces altogether.
I see. Mm. So perhaps, Gianluca, you can talk us through the one that Mobius is presenting. Mm.
Well, it would be one of the pieces that we will present in Mix Bill 1. So it would be either Dramatis Persona or Time Moves Slow.
So then, Kenny, what is the work that you're choreographing?
So the work that I'm choreographing, it's based on a book. I was very inspired by what Alain de Botton proposed in that book, stating that the modern relationship is constantly failing, or there's a lot of failures that's happening compared to, say, the relationship of the past, because there is a certain expectation that's put on each other, the partner. And this expectation could be an idea of how you think of your own life being more cursed than the other. And you're expecting that empathy and that sympathy. And because of both parties expecting that empathy and that sympathy of each other, none of them are receiving any of that.
Mm.
And because of that, relationships are constantly falling apart. I'm rephrasing what she's saying, but so the whole piece is really about relationship. It's really about the struggles that one feels from the inside and manifested through movement.
Mm. Yeah. And what kind of movement, what kind of language of movement would you be using for something like that?
Well, I like to work with dancers. So what happened is that I, during the process of making the work, my dancers generate material based on the task that's given to them, much of which has some pedestrian movement, some personal experience, personal training that they come from as well. And I kind of cross-pollinize them with each other and then include my own flair into it. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit more on the conceptual base. It's not a narrative work, so it doesn't exactly tell a story of a relationship, but it depicts a concept of relationship falling, relationship failing, or even so relationship trying to remain or trying to keep intact. It's quite interesting as well because this piece, for the first time, I'm actually working with live musicians. So we have four live musicians for this piece. One cellist, two violinists, and one pianist. And they're all Malaysians as well. So it's really good to give it a go in terms of how music could perceive dance and how dance could perceive music that's happening simultaneously. So nothing is written to set to stone.
There's a certain spontaneity.
Yes, yeah? There's certain spontaneity, and also the composers as well as the musicians are actually coming into rehearsal and crafting the work simultaneously with us.
And then we have the collaborative work.
Yes.
And what would that be?
We have worked so far with emotions and touch and the way that people receive and give touch. And it was an important step for us as a group to also share that contact.
Mm.
We are offering kind of like different scenario of what we experience in life right now, relationship, brotherhood, sisterhood, and how sometimes society is telling us it's not right. And what do we do about it?
So it's a work that has been developed specifically for the show?
Yeah, we literally have started when we got here, and we worked and we're still working on it.
You're actually jumping to rehearsal right after this.
Yeah.
So what has that process been like for two different groups of dancers? I'm assuming not everyone knows each other, to come together and to develop a work?
I think much like what John has mentioned, touch was so important because we as dancers, we are a lot more physical in terms of how we approach life in general. Yeah, so having the ability to immediately connect with someone physically kind of breaks the ice almost instantaneously for us, and immediately there is a sense of camaraderie, brotherhood, sisterhood, and family. It felt really community. It's really good.
And also, like, one of the first thing that we did was to do an improvisation based on breath, you know, which we all do anywhere around the world,
That's right.
And to be able to also tune into others or be playful with others kind of brought the group quickly together.
That's right.
And also there are challenges in terms of trying to create an aesthetic that brings the individuals together. So also for each individual, there was a lot of curiosity, I think, actually, in terms of getting to know the others and how they can mimic, how can they push their boundaries, which is always interesting.
So this is also, it's a fairly conceptual piece as well?
We... we are telling a story without imposing on an audience what to feel or better what to read. Yeah. I hope that people will go away with their heart slightly transformed or moved. We're trying to create atmospheres, and we're kind of hinting towards different relationships.
Contemporary dance is often viewed as one of those things that can be difficult for a general audience to access or to understand. Yeah. Does that play into how you present your works?
I think for us as a Mobius dance, I really work in accessibility and making sure that contemporary dance can be accessible to anyone. And the first thing that I say to the audience is, The dancers are here to work hard and their approach, I always say to my dancers before going on stage, remember to share a piece of your heart with them. Mm-hmm. And so I always say to the audience, please come with an open mind, because the more you're trying to focus on understanding it, the more the barriers appear. So we do work with accessibility. We use music which is commercial most of the time, and also that there is a storyline without imposing. And that's, I think, right. Then the audience can take what they want to take, you know.
Definitely, I think that's why our collaboration came about, because I resonate fully to what Jean-Luc is saying, that the accessibility is important, and the ability to share something from your heart is important. I think we as human, we connect through emotions more than we think. We feel for each other. There's a sense of empathy that we have for each other. And when a dancer is able to channel that or to find deep within them something that's true or pure, quote unquote, it becomes accessible. It becomes, you don't need words to describe it. It becomes a feeling or emotion that just goes through and surpasses literacy.
So I'm interested to hear a little bit about how dance is different in UK versus Malaysia, how dancers could be different. What are some of those differences?
I think it's something to do with our culture of understanding movement and what movement is for our culture. We are, whilst we are very welcoming, we are not the most, we are quite a composed, we have quite a composed culture. Mm-hmm. We tend to pull everything into ourselves, and maybe sometimes we don't even express how we feel. And I think that's reflective to our how we dance as well, whereby you could definitely see that. I mean, hopefully if you do come for the show, you definitely see how the Mobius or the UK dancers tend to be a lot more looser in terms of their way of moving, and their way of approaching movement has a sense of both aggressiveness, but it's almost like a very released form of aggression. Whereas for Malaysian dancers, there is definitely that sense of composure, that sense of pulling in and up, that's reflected in their physicality. But having said that, I'm generalizing, so please don't, it's not everyone, not everyone moves that way.
I think it's just a different approach, you know, and I guess it comes also perhaps from the training and how people, you know, train. To me, I think everyone has been really open to try new things. Is maybe the difference that I perceived is the caring and being make sure that you're doing the right thing somehow, and for me, you know, when we get into a studio, we try, and then we go, okay, maybe that doesn't work, you know. But I think we have seen a progression in terms of mixing, and also for the if you want to say the English dancers, for the Mobius dancers, also their approach has slightly shifted, so that they are more careful also in when approaching a new task, which is nice.
Well, thank you very much. The show sounds like it's going to really be quite an interesting thing to watch.
I'm very excited about it.
I've been speaking to Kenny Shim and Gianluca Vincentini, artistic director of Mobius Dance, about the upcoming show called Mixed Bill of Contemporary Dance Works. It's on from the 2nd to the 4th of August based at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre, and tickets are priced at 70 ringgit and can be purchased at dpac.com.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.